Psalm 128. A Song of Ascents.
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
Today's devotion. My fear are blessings. Four times the word blessed appears in this short psalm, and two times the message rings clear. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord. This fear is not a trembling terror, but a reverent awe, a recognition of God's holiness that leads us to obey His ways. This is the single, essential, foundation upon which every blessing rests. If you want a blessed life, start with the fear of the Lord, which returns us back to Psalms chapter 1. From this one foundation, the psalm shows God's blessing rippling outward in a logical flow. It starts with you. The outpouring begins right at home. The psalmist assures us, "You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands, you shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you." This is a promise of personal fruitfulness. Whatever God-fearing work you do, you will find satisfaction and provision. Your labor will not be in vain. It spreads to your family. The blessing then spreads to your immediate family. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, a picture of bounty and vitality. Your children will be like olive shoots, signifying life, strength, and continuity. Your godliness has a direct impact on your spouse and your influence over your children. It touches your community. The blessing does not stop at your front door. It flows outward to your community. The blessed man is promised, "May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem." Jerusalem represented the spiritual, political, and economic well-being of the nation. Your faithfulness isn't just for you. It's a seed planted for the good of all. It secures the future. The promise then extends beyond your own life. May you see your children's children. The blessing is no longer just for this generation. It is a legacy passed down. It culminates in peace. It all concludes with the final, all-encompassing word, "Peace be upon Israel." The Hebrew word is shalom. As you noted, shalom is more than the absence of war. It is wholeness, completeness, and security. A life lived in utter harmony with God, yourself, and your community. This psalm shows a profound intertwining of your personal and community life. This is a song of ascent, sung by caravans of pilgrims walking together up to Jerusalem. This was not a solo hike. It was a dangerous communal journey. The individual walks in his ways, which strengthens the community. In return, the strong community, both on the road and at the destination, helps the individual keep walking well. Dear brothers and sisters, picture this with me. Your life is a stream, and your community is the lake it flows into. When you fear the Lord, your stream is clean. It flows with integrity, diligence, and a healthy family life. This clean stream brings life to the entire lake. A lake cannot be healthy unless the individual streams feeding it are also clean. Your personal reverence for God is not just a private matter. It's a direct contribution to the health of your community. You do not just get a blessing, you become a blessing. Your fear of the Lord is the source of your stream. From that source, a blessing flows in perfect order. Personal fruitfulness, a vibrant family, a prosperous community, and a legacy for future generations, all culminating in shalom. God's plan for your blessed life is not a solitary affair. It is a life lived in wholesome connection. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the simplicity and depth of Psalm chapter 128. Instill in me a reverent fear of you that I may walk in your ways. Make my labor fruitful and bless my family. Help me to be a contributor to the peace and wholeness of my community. In Christ's most precious name, Amen.